Call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And don't forget our Strange Happenings hotline at 818-817-0021. Still another hour to go of open lines, so get ready. Okay, here we are for the final hour of Open Lines tonight. And don't forget, next Friday, I'll be in Austin, Texas at our affiliate KLBJ. My guest that night will be Alex Jones. And then Saturday, if you happen to live in the Austin area, come on by the Talk Fest that they're going to have there at the Convention Center. I'll be out there. As a matter of fact, they've got me doing a two-hour show there on radio live on Saturday. They're working me. Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Welcome.
I heard a caller call earlier that had had a cat pass away, and he thought that he felt the footsteps a few days later. I have worked with animals and with people all my life, really, and I even run a nonprofit group. We take in special needs animals where an owner has passed away or has become ill and gone into a nursing home, that type of thing. And I've also been with animals when they passed away and been with people when they passed away. And I'm very in tune with the spirits. I do feel them come back. But the interesting thing is, I mean, there are animals that are very bonded and, you know, we give them all love and everything. But the funny thing is when it's been an animal who has passed away that their owner has died, that they were very bonded to, or that the owner has gone into a nursing home that they were very, you know, and they were very bonded, those animals don't seem to come back to me.
Oh, really?
But personal animals have come back to me over and over, or animals that I've gotten very young off the streets. And I've many, many times had animals come back, and they'll just kind of come back and forth. Some are more clingy. Some, you know, it's kind of like they come back and it's I'm okay.
How long do they come back for?
You know, it depends. I've had animals that I really felt I could feel for several years and sometimes longer that were personal ones that were just major, major heartbreaks to me. Same with humans. I've had humans that I've felt come back to me over and over. Now, I had a friend that lived with us who battled cancer, and we had her cats, and she passed away. And I have felt her come to get every one of those cats as they've gradually passed. They're an aging population, and they're gradually passing. And I know that we're going to lose one of them because I will feel her around and know that she's coming to get them. And she passed away quite a few years ago. So there is such a strong bond there. I've also had several near-death experiences in my life, and I absolutely know that the animals have souls. I've actually experienced it and seen it, and I know that they move on and that we don't lose our animal friends.
Do you think they're on the same plane as we are? I think they're on another dimension somehow.
I think they're on the same plane.
Do you?
I just think that it may be a different area because, you know, there are people who, when they pass over, they're not going to care about being around animals. I've said, you know, in the Bible they talk about the golden mansions. I'm like, don't give me a mansion. I want a farm. You know, I want a farm where people and animals can enjoy it and be there.
Sure.
And I think it just depends on the person and how bonded they are to animals and whether they want to be around them. I don't think when you pass over that you're forced to be with anybody or any animals that you really don't want to be around. But I don't know how it could be heaven. I don't know how it could be worth going over to if I couldn't be around all my loved ones, animals and humans.
Is 15 old for a cat?
It depends. I just lost a cat that was 21 years old.
21?
But see, I'm also very good at working with hydrating them and working with them medically. I've had vets tell me that I have animals that wouldn't be alive if it weren't for me.
You intravenously keep them going, huh?
I don't do intravenous. I do fluids under the skin. If it's intravenous, you really need to go to a vet for that. But I do the fluids under the skin. I can medicate.
It's a bag, though, right? The fluids, it's a bag of...
Right. It's the same IV fluids that they use in the hospital for us. It's the same thing. But I just have an instinct. I've been able to take animals in and tell the vet what was wrong with them. And I've saved animals that the vets told me could never be saved.
Good for you.
So, and it's very worthwhile.
Yep.
It's very rewarding.
That's a gift.
They trust us a lot, and yet I love animals, but I love people, too, and I'm there for people all the time. And one of the great things about our organization is we not only help the animals, but we help their owners, and we help people who care about animals. And I even help people who don't care about animals. I love every creature, whether it's two-legged or four-legged and wears fur or doesn't wear fur. So.
Good for you. You sound like a good person.
Well, I try to be.
All right, you take care. Have a good weekend.
All right, uh-huh. Bye.
Next up, let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from, sir?
South Carolina.
Sure thing.
My name is Roy.
Hi, Roy.
When I was 6 years old, my dad picked up a dog for me. It was a part chow. Beautiful animal. Used to sleep with it. By the time I was 16, of course, it was kind of crowded in the single bed we slept in. But we moved to a place in South Carolina. On Confederate Street. It was an old house, and all the fireplaces were bricked up. And one night, the dog woke me up standing over me,
mm-hmm.
and I could see his hair bristling on his back from the moonlight. And coming out of the chimney was what looked like a white hand and a white knife held in that hand.
Out of the bricked chimney.
Out of the bricked up chimney. Out of the fireplace.
Yeah.
And the dog leaped, and when he did, he attacked whatever it was, and then immediately fell to the ground, and whatever it was gone. And I ran over to the dog because he wasn't moving. And it was like he was ice cold. And I got him up. I could tell he was still living, and I got him under the covers with me. But never had an incident like that happen again.
Ah, weird. Whatever it was, hit him with a dose of frigid, cold something, knocked him out.
Yep.
But it was gone. It was afraid of him.
Yep. Yeah, just that quick. But it was one of the best dogs I've ever had.
I wonder.
It was with me.
What's the explanation why those fireplaces were bricked up?
I figure they did it for heat, but we never found out. Couldn't find any information on the house.
I wonder if there was a body behind that
house.
One.
Yeah.
You know?
I wondered that myself. I really did. But we never found out, and by now I imagine they've torn the house down. This has been many years ago.
That could be. I tend to believe that at least in that fireplace, somebody was stuffed in there.
Yep.
Weird. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. It does make you wonder, huh? Food for thought. Strange Happening Hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
This is John calling from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I've got a strange story and I've got a comment, too.
Okay. What do you want to do first?
Strange story.
All right.
A couple of years ago, my wife's uncle went to a McDonald's restaurant. By the way, if anyone is squeamish about eating fast food or eats fast food a lot, you might want to turn your radio down. But he went to a McDonald's and he ordered a hamburger. And when he took a bite into the hamburger, he realized he was chewing it up and he realized, he slowed down and it was a rat leg.
No, I don't want to eat now. Come on, I just ate about 3 hours ago.
This is for real. It's really happened. He actually sued McDonald's, but he was using a small-town lawyer And it got tied up in mitigation for a couple of years. And they ended up, his lawyers ended up releasing it to the press. And when he did, it violated the agreement that they were at the current time.
So it did hit the newspapers, huh?
It hit the newspapers in our town, and I think some national newspapers got a hold of it, too. But because of that, that the suit was kind of ended because they were like, well, you know, you already blabbed now, so what, you know, what are we trying to settle with for?
Right.
And, yeah, but it really happened. He couldn't eat meat for a very long time because of that. And I still, to this day, do not eat at McDonald's or any fast food restaurant because of that. And, I mean, it was one of the most horrible things. The comment, I'm a cell phone tower repair person. I repair networks and things like that for a cell phone company.
You got a tough job.
Yeah, well, it's not that bad. I mean, once you get used to the hikes and everything, but I've been doing it for about 8 years, and I've been exposed to so much high-level frequency and high-level power output from the towers, and I don't have cancer. I've never had any health problems because of that, and also, a comment for one of the doctors who said that the frequencies were modifying DNA. Every company, every cell phone company, their towers use a different frequency. So for him to say that cell phones in general can cancel your DNA or modify your DNA, then he would have to specify what frequency, what company. There's no specific. I mean, it was really too general for it to actually be true information. I think it was false.
Well, let's hope nothing happens to you, first of all.
Yeah. And,
but there are a lot of studies that are starting to pop up now that claim that cell phones aren't good for you to hold up to your ear.
Well, cell phones in general, probably not, but that wouldn't be from the actual towers because everywhere you go, no matter where you're at pretty much, you're always being exposed to the high frequency because it's bouncing around everywhere.
Do you use a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
Do you hold it up? Do you hold it up to your ear or do you do a hands-free?
I do both. The only really damage I think you get from a cell phone is from the heat, probably. Well, and that would be from, I mean, just the amount of heat radiation you get from it would be more from the phone than from the frequency itself, because the amplification, everywhere you go, you're getting hit, bombarded with it. So you couldn't avoid it, whether you talk on a cell phone or not.
If you had a little child, maybe you do, would you let them use a cell phone?
No, just because I don't think kids should have cell phones in general because they're not old enough. There's nothing important enough for them to talk to, or no one important enough for them to talk to any cell phone.
All right, thanks for the call.
No problem. You have a good night.
Very appetizing call, by the way. Wildcard Line, welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Robert out of Austin, Texas. Actually, KLBJ 590 and WAI 1200 in San Antonio.
I'm going to be out there next week.
I know, I heard that, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. Where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be at the Austin Convention Center on Saturday. And, of course, I've got to do my show there Friday night, but Saturday I'll be out there. So come on by.
Anybody can come and meet you or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good deal. Well, that's a good deal. I like to hear that.
They're going to put me in a little cage and wheel me out.
With a white jacket on.
That's right. There he is, folks.
I had actually a question about your last night's guest. I went to his website, bugsweeps.com.
Yes.
And I was looking at it, and I was just kind of curious if you personally thought that he was a credible individual.
Oh, yeah. He is in Los Angeles. He's very well respected out here.
I mean, he really handles that kind of stuff, and it's legit.
Yep.
It's legitimate.
Yep, he does that, and he believes it.
I'll be doggone, because I was talking to my father about it, and he's like, oh, well, you know, a lot of people do these things for attention and so on and so forth, and I'm like, well, you know, you need to look at his website and judge after you read it, you know, and some of that stuff he has on there is very, very intriguing, and it's almost like, almost too science fiction to be true, almost, you know? But I'm just kind of wondering.
That's when it probably is true.
Yeah, that's the way it's getting nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, have a wonderful night. Talk to you later, George.
You got it. Take care. Next up, let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Where are you calling from?
Buffalo, New York. Okay. News Radio 930 WBEN.
BEN, sure. Great station.
I am searching for an answer. I have experienced the phenomenon of doors closing towards me. And it's not been all where there's been wind or a loose board on the ground.
Now this is weird, by the way, because during the top of the hour, I was checking some of my emails.
And
was that you? Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to say, what are the odds of getting two stories about doors closing toward you? But anyway, tell me what's happening.
That would have been really weird, but it was me. Example: I was in a local hospital. I deliver water, and I pull up to the door with my cart, and I'm standing there for a second looking for my paperwork, and the door starts closing towards me. And there's a girl sitting on the other side of the desk, you know, there's a desk there. And I go, did you see that? And she's like, yeah. She goes, I sure as heck did. And I'm like, I go, does that happen all the time? And she goes, never happened before. And I go, that happens to me all the time. And she goes, she looks at me like I'm totally crazy. I go, but you saw it, right? And she's like, yeah. And
now let's explain this so I can picture this. You've got a door that's in its frame and it's closed, right?
No, it's standing open.
It's standing wide open so you can see through the door.
Yeah, and you walk up to it, and the door starts to swing towards you.
How can it swing towards you if it's standing wide open already?
That's the whole question.
You know, it bends beyond the 90 degrees it's at? That kind of thing?
No. Like say the door opens into the room, and the door is, like, open. It starts to close towards you, like, to be in the closed position.
Well, don't most doors, when you open it, don't they pull out towards you?
It depends on the particular
door. I mean, our studio door comes toward us, right, Karis? Yeah.
Well, different doors are different.
Oh, okay. But in this case, you're saying if a door went the other way, then it slowly was coming back towards you?
Yeah. I mean, say you pushed a door open, and, like, some of them, you know, obviously if it had a power thing, like a mechanism on it, they'd shut automatically. But you, like, say a door's pushed open already, and
you come
up and you walk up to it, it'll swing towards you. This happened inside. It's also happened outside, like at a church. There's this one church with a daycare center behind it, and it has a gate. And in that instance, I thought, well, maybe it's a gust of wind. But I was walking past the gate, and it actually kind of closed behind me. And the first time, it didn't really faze me. I'm like, oh, that's pretty weird. It must be the wind. The second time, I stood out there for like 10 minutes moving the gate in a different position, waiting for it to move to see what was causing it, to see if it was the wind, and I could not get this gate to swing.
Why are these doors swinging toward you?
That's why I called you, to find out.
I don't know. I'm not a door doctor.
You are in charge. You know, these mystical people call you all the time.
All right, first of all, what are the odds that this door is on one of these weird hinges and swings both ways? Possible? You've seen them, like, at restaurants and stuff, where the waiters and the busboys, they just...
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, one of those doors.
These are not mechanisms. And the main story I told you, there was a hospital, it was a nice heavy door, and they just either open or close, and there's no actual power, mechanism on it,
I will summon the Fast Blasters to see if we can get an answer for you.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye.
That will be the question of the day for the Fast Blasters. Why does this door swing towards him? Because I have no idea. Next up, let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm Joe, and
Hi, Joe.
Live in Grants Pass, Oregon now. Reason why I'm calling is for many years I've been kind of stumped, actually. Being an electronics person, I'm a ham radio operator, and have a long background in electronics.
Uh-huh.
Something really, really odd happened years ago when my wife and I first got married. We rented a home in California. And one evening, we were talking in our bedroom, and every light in the entire home went off, except the light next to our bed, where both my wife and I were at and, you know, talking.
That's where it should all go out.
Yeah.
All or none.
Yeah, all or none. My parents lived next door. Their lights were on, looked outside. The street lights were on. Had to get a flashlight, look around the house, went out to the circuit box. All the circuits were on. Everything was fine. A little while later, the lights came on. No explanation.
That is bizarre.
None. About 2 weeks later, my wife, I'm a ham radio operator,
uh-huh,
was outside building a old heat kit out there on the in my shop out in the garage. And in that particular evening, my wife came out, talked to me, whatever, brought me a cup of coffee, I guess it was, and she was standing there talking to me. Every light in the entire house went out again, except the light over my desk. One particular light over my desk was the only light on in the house.
Is it you?
I don't know. It happened twice, and then there was no explanation for it. My dad, my brother came over. We looked at all the wiring and everything like that, and the circuit box again was fine. A little while later, the lights came on again.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, they should all go out, or
right. They should all go out. Yeah. But the only times it happened twice.
And you're there.
And my wife and I were both present, and it was the light that was right next to us.
That is strange.
Very strange.
All right, thanks for the story.
One other thing.
I got to take the break.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Take care, man.
All right, you too. Back in a moment.
Call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Okay, it'll be Art Bell this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and then I'll be back on Monday right here on Coast to Coast. If you're interested in getting the double CD, the One Time I Will Ever Do It CD called the After Dark CD, you can order it by going to www.afterdarkcd.com. There's a link right up there at the bottom of the homepage. Does that make sense? Right up there at the bottom? No, not at all. It's down at the bottom of the homepage. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-598-2331. 1-800-598-2331. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, and your phone calls, and let's just ride it right to the top of the hour. Strange Happenings Hotline, you're up. Hi.
Hi, George.
Yes, sir.
Well, I had something in 98 that was really strange that happened to me.
What was it?
But I call it a miracle. Well, I'd found out I was going to get some training, well, actually some evaluation, and I'd had depression my whole life, right?
Yeah.
Well, at 12 o'clock noon and 4/13/98, I started laughing.
Out of the blue, just laughing.
Yeah. It's like there wasn't nothing even funny. I just started laughing. And it progressively got harder and harder laughing. I laughed for about 3.5 to 4 hours.
Straight through?
Yeah.
You're lucky your side didn't tear up on you.
My side was hurting. I got up and I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, I can't go nowhere. People think I'm freaking nuts.
And you're crying, right? The tears come down your eyes.
Yeah, tears come down my eyes.
Yeah.
Well, after I got done laughing, I was absolutely, you know how people talk about they got walls in them and prisons inside their mind
sure.
and heart? They were all obliterated. I mean, it's like my mind was just cleaned
out.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened to allow you to do that?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it was a miracle. I really do think it was a miracle.
And you've not been depressed since?
Well, it went backwards a little bit.
We are human. We all have our ups and downs.
After about 2 months, I started thinking, man, I can't hardly sleep anymore. I can't hardly sleep. It's like think of your life as a candle. Well, you ever heard that saying, burning both ends at the same time?
You got it, yeah.
Well, both ends of my candle was blazing like a supernova.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, well,
we don't know
I'm
why.
Not as good now as I was then, but I never, ever went back to that deep hell of the, well, excuse me, that deep heck of depression. Sorry about that.
Well, that's right. You can get by with that one.
But I never did go back. I have never went back to that depression.
You know what? You ever wonder why the human body laughs? When you think of it, you just picture a person laughing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. Why a human body is doing that kind of movement, that gyration.
I think it's cleansing. Because have you ever listened to a good comedian?
Yes.
And just felt wonderful afterwards?
I loved Rodney Dangerfield when he was alive. He was just a riot for me.
He was funny in the movies he did.
The
golfing movies.
Yep. Yep, he was great at that. And there was another one where, what's the name of it? He was the coach of a girl soccer team.
Yep.
Ladybugs.
Oh, yeah, Ladybugs. That was a funny one.
And my favorite line there is he was trying to get the teacher to go out with them.
Yeah.
And she kept saying, well, I have class. Because he was a teacher, right? And
yeah.
And he said, well, what about tomorrow? And she said, I have class. He said, what about the next day? And she said, I have class. And he says, call me when you have no class. He just cracked me up. Okay, got to run.
Before I go, can I say something?
One thing real fast. Yeah.
Sabrina, your blood daddy lives in Aurora, Indiana. And, well, my mom called me Georgie. And that's what I go by now is Georgie.
That's your name?
Well, my name's George. But I want everybody to call me Georgie. Because when my mom died, like last year, and it's like, it used to bother me, you know, the Georgie Ford, you know. That.
Yeah, well, that
but
never,
now
that
it's
never
like
bothered
angel
me.
Song
I kind of liked it, to tell you the truth. Girls liked it. I mean, I had a lot of dates because they called me Georgie.
Well, I love that now. Matter of fact, I want to be a tarot reader and called Ask Uncle Georgie.
All right, Uncle Georgie. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Georgie. First time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Terribly nervous.
Why?
Because I've never done this before, and we've been teasing my husband forever that we were going to call and tell his stories.
Now, do I sound like someone that would make you nervous?
Yes.
I do?
Because you're this infamous, famous man on the radio that he listens to and loves to pieces, so.
Yeah, but I'm just me. I'm just Georgie.
Just Georgie.
So where are you calling from?
I am calling from Wenatchee, Washington.
What's the name of that town?
Wenatchee. Washington, we're the smack dab middle of the state.
That is a weird name for a town.
Yep. It's an Indian.
Wenatchee.
Yep.
All right, what's up?
Okay, we have tons of stories we could share with you, but the one
give me the best
the
one.
Most
yeah,
is,
give me the best one.
Is my husband, when he was younger, was driving long haul, and he sold his soul for a piece of electrician tape.
He sold his soul for a piece of electrician tape?
Yep.
He obviously needed this tape for a tremendous reason.
Oh, yeah. He was driving. He was out in the middle of nowhere, broke down. Only one on this highway, and he'd been there for hours. And he was fiddling and trying to fix the truck, and he said, I would just give anything. I'd even sell my soul for a piece of electrician tape. And out of the blue, this man walks up to him and he says, "Hey, need some help?" And he goes, "Oh, I'd do anything if you have some electrician's tape." And the guy goes, "I think I can help you." And he hands my husband the electrician's tape, and my husband continues working on the truck. And after he's finished, he turns to thank the guy, and he's not there.
Oh, the devil, you say.
There was no vehicle. He didn't hear anything drive up. And this guy, you know, just showed up out of nowhere and disappeared.
How does the good husband feel now that he has sold his soul for a piece of tape?
Well, he said he should have wished for something bigger.
Yeah, if he was going to go for it, you might as well go for the gusto.
Yep. And he regrets it to this day. He goes, and we just, you know, like I said, we give him such a bad time all the time.
I wonder if you can renege on a deal with a devil.
I don't know. We're going to have to work up something, though.
He should have sold his soul to the man upstairs for a piece of tape.
This is true. We were wondering why he didn't, you know. He goes, didn't even thought on it. You know, he just said, I'd give anything.
Do you know what's strange? Most people, when they say they want to sell their soul for something, they always, you always assume it's to the devil, don't you?
This is true.
Wonder why. Why do we think that?
Probably the good and bad thing and how you're taught. You know, you never say you're going to sell this. And
yeah, maybe you're not supposed to sell your soul for,
right,
for something good. So.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Poor guy, when he passes on and meets his maker, he's going to spend the rest of his life down there because he took a piece of electrical tape. There's got to be a deal there somewhere. Someone's got to help him out of that one. Let's go to our Strange Happenings hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Mandon, and I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, Mandon. How are you?
Pretty good. I just had kind of a weird little story to share with
you. Okay. What
tonight.
Happened?
Well, I was probably like about 12 years old. And I was fast asleep, and I woke up, and the sun was just barely coming up. It's probably like 7 o'clock in the morning, and the sun was coming up, and I woke up, and I looked above me, and there was a guy standing there above my bed, and he wasn't like a normal looking guy. He was like a shadow, but he got this big smile on his face, and I could see him smiling, and he ran and jumped out my window, and the window just shattered into a million pieces. And, like, the sound was so loud of the window shattering that it woke my little brother up, who was in the bed next to us. We shared a bedroom. And he, so it woke him up, but when we both looked at the window, it was back together. It was just fine.
Whoa. So and you saw its shadow. You heard it.
Yeah.
Smash. And you thought the pieces were everywhere.
Everywhere. And then when my little brother, it woke him up, and when we looked back at the window, it was put back together.
That one is a weird one.
And since this day, to this day, like, I still see this guy every once in a while.
You mean you see him out in on the streets and stuff?
Well, just like, well, I grew up on a farm in the center of Utah, And so, like, we'd be out on the farm, and I would, like be saying to whoever was with me, "Do you see that guy? Do you see that guy?" And they would look over, and of course, they would not see anybody.
So he's been following you around forever.
Well, now I've moved from Utah to Oregon, and
How old are you now?
I'm 25 now.
How old were you when you first started seeing him?
This is the first time, and I was about 12.
12, okay.
When I remember this. And, like, from that day, I have probably seen the guy, I'd probably say if I could count, I'd probably say I've seen him about 20 times.
And you still see him?
No, I haven't seen him since I moved away from Utah.
What did he look like again?
Well, the closest I can compare it to is like an out, like it looks almost like you've taken a painting or something of your life and you cut out a silhouette, and there's just darkness behind it.
You couldn't see his face.
Well, he has a face because very vividly I can remember him smiling.
Does he talk?
I don't know.
20 times he hasn't said anything to you. Huh?
Well, because every time I see him, it's like at such a distance. Like this is the closest he's ever been to me, And since then, you know, I...
Which is too close for comfort.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, is that the weird thing about it is I have never had bad... You know how you get bad vibes?
Yeah.
From different things?
You're not afraid of this person.
I've never had bad vibes. Thing.
That's never. Good. Do you know anybody who's died? Anybody close to you?
A lot of people. Well, I've had a brother that's died. Well, but this is before my brother died. And the only person I could think of, if it's somebody that died, I would probably say it's my grandpa.
Might be. Especially if he's smiling.
Yeah. And it was a really weird experience. And, like, it's really weird that I've seen him a lot.
Well, you see him a lot. And the window thing is really strange. Thanks for the story. Wildcard line, you're up. Hi.
Hello, George.
Yes, sir.
Calling to tell you I'm from Wichita on KFH 1240, and calling to tell you about a multiple deja vu.
A multiple deja vu, like right away, back to back, boom, boom.
Well, group of people all having the same incident happen to them at the same time.
Now that is weird.
We were carpooling, high school kids, 15 to 17, about. Five of us in a car. We've ridden back and forth during the fall and the winter. And when spring first came up, we started to do a basketball game at one of the kids' house on the way home instead of going all to our homes after school. And we got out there and we divided up the teams and started playing ball. And after about 10 or 15 minutes, one of us had shot the ball. And as normal in the past, at 15 minutes, we all would, you know, go after the ball for the rebound.
Yeah.
But we just stood there and watched that ball hit the basket in the rim, hit the ground, and no one made a move. We all just stood still, frozen. And it took us about 10 or 15 seconds for us to realize what had just happened, and we looked and we said, wasn't that strange? And we among ourselves, well, when have we ever played basketball? Well, the five of us, you know, we haven't had this situation come up before. We discussed it. And it was the first time I've ever heard of deja vu, but it was so strange to see that ball. It was almost like what you'd see on TV screen,
yeah.
You know, when something exciting's happening.
Slow motion.
Yeah. And then when that ball hit the ground and nobody went for the rebound or we were just frozen.
Yeah.
And
that's weird. Is the coach screaming? Get the ball!
Pardon?
Was the coach screaming?
No, I mean, this is just Sandlot basketball.
No
we
coach.
All just came after school and just started playing.
All right.
And we've never had anything like that happen before. But I've heard of people talk of them having deja vu, but it was something of themselves saying.
Yeah, I've never heard of it with a group.
Yeah, and that was what always has been so strange. That's when I first heard the term of deja vu.
Okay, thanks for sharing.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Next up, let's go to our next wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I've heard a lot of callers call in about things that happen, like doors opening,
mm-hmm.
electrical energy being strange, all that kind of thing. And what I would like to explain that so that people don't have to be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
But those that do call in that don't understand.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the Father says that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And these entities, if they cause fear in people, they are coming to oppress. And now with the tsunami that just happened, and I don't want to scare people, but I do want them to understand that these people that have died, if they've had evil entities in them, they will seek other hosts. They will seek other humans because that's what they do. And there's a reason why the blood of Jesus is so important.
Hold on now. Don't lose me.
Okay.
These tsunami victims, what about the good people?
Well, the good people that have the covering and that accept the holiness around them, because there's a spirit battle, they... You know, they're battling, there's a battle all the time, and evil can manifest in so many different ways, and it can manifest that way, and then people that are oppressed or possessed, and a possession is willingly taking on that spirit. Oppression...
Does that explain why there's so many ghost stories down there now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if we're manifestations of people. Now God has woke me up, and I'm the expression holy roller. I guess maybe I am, but there's been times, you know, God's woke me up in the middle of
it. If it works for you,
and for other people, to help set people free as well, that are bound, and they, you know. Evil entities in people can manifest. They can cause people to growl. They can cause their faces to warp. They can, you know, they can cause a lot of different manifestations.
You haven't always been this way, though.
Yes, I have. That movie, The Sixth Sense,
yeah,
that's me.
Really?
The dead have always called me. And it used to freak me out, actually. And people, you know, and sometimes it's really uncomfortable because people who don't understand, I'll go into a house, for example. I had a scientist friend, and I felt the energy, and I knew how the woman died, and I knew exactly what went down. And I told him, and I said, I don't want to deal with the energy. I'll only, you know, I was helping him move, and I said, I'll put the things on the front porch, but I'm not going any farther. And I told my friends this, what had happened, and sure enough, it was confirmed to him. Now, he was a scientist, and to this day, he will not talk to me. Because I scare him. He knows that what happened was real.
Have you ever been scared?
From
any of these things?
No, not really, because I know that the Father God in all of his powerful goodness is much, much, much stronger. And it's what we choose to accept around us. And we can rebuke it. And the reason the blood is so important is because when we are made of clay...
Okay, I got to run. It's time to say goodnight.
Thank you, George.
Okay.
God bless to all, everyone.
Okay. Kara's put up both banks. Everybody's going to have an opportunity here to say, we'll do that. Okay, everybody, say goodnight.
Goodnight, America.
You got it. Pull them down, Karis. Thanks a lot. Hey, by the way, don't forget it's going to be Art Bell this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'll be back again on Monday, Friday night, live in Austin, Texas, KLBJ, with my guest that night, none other than Alex Jones. So stick with us. For Karis Coburn, Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDosseur, manning the web tonight, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone. Have a good weekend.